Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of wisdom on a wild ride through life. Ever find yourself beating yourself up over a mistake? You know that feeling when you replay it in your head like a broken record, judging every little detail. Yeah, me too. But guess what? That inner critic? It's time to put that voice on mute. Today, we're diving deep into the art of self-compassion and learning how to ditch those nasty self-criticism habits for good. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. We all stumble, we all mess up. But the way we treat ourselves after a slip-up, that's where it gets interesting. Imagine treating your best friend like you treat yourself when things go wrong. Would you rip them apart or offer a kind ear and understanding? Probably the latter, right? So why are we so quick to judge ourselves with such harshness? Self-compassion is not about being soft on yourself or ignoring your mistakes. It's about acknowledging those imperfections with kindness and understanding. Think of it as treating yourself like that friend you mentioned, offering support, empathy, and a chance to learn and grow. It's about recognizing that everyone struggles, we are all human, and making mistakes is part of the journey. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion. 1. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts when they creep in. Instead of letting them spiral, acknowledge them without judgment. Just observe them like passing clouds. Remember, thoughts are not facts and they don't define you. 2. Treat yourself with kindness. Imagine talking to a dear friend who's feeling down. What would you say? You'd probably offer words of encouragement and comfort. Now apply that same kindness to yourself. When you make a mistake, instead of berating yourself, treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you'd offer someone else. 3. Acknowledge your shared humanity. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, struggles, and faces challenges. You are not alone in this journey. Recognizing our common humanity can help us be more forgiving of ourselves and others. It's like realizing we're all on the same roller coaster, experiencing the ups and downs together. 4. Focus on your strengths. We often get caught up in our perceived shortcomings. But what about your strengths? What are you good at? Celebrate those qualities and remind yourself of your worth. Dwelling on weaknesses only amplifies self-criticism, while recognizing your strengths builds self-compassion. 5. Practice gratitude. When was the last time you truly appreciated something good in your life? Taking a moment to acknowledge the good things, big or small, can shift your focus away from negativity and cultivate a sense of contentment. Now imagine this. You're at work and you accidentally send an email to the wrong person with sensitive information. Your heart races, you feel heat creeping up your neck, and your inner critic starts screaming, "You idiot, how could you be so careless?" But hold on. Instead of letting that negativity take over, remember what we talked about. Take a deep breath, acknowledge that this happened, it's okay, everyone makes mistakes. Then focus on fixing the situation. Apologize to the recipient, explain what happened, and learn from your mistake. See? Self-compassion allows you to navigate those tricky moments with grace and resilience. So, remember Stoic Squad, self-criticism is a trap, it only drags you down. Cultivating self-compassion is like unlocking a superpower that helps you navigate life's challenges with kindness, understanding, and even a little bit of humor. Take that inner critic, turn it into your biggest cheerleader, and remember, you are capable, worthy, and deserving of love and compassion starting with yourself. Now go out there and be your most authentic, compassionate selves. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little self-compassion boost. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.